Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Just before we went to break, we did Oilers Now Game Day Trivia for Pro-Am Sports with all correct answers in March. Enter to win a framed autographed Ryan Smith photo. You can check out Pro-Am Sports in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail and at proamsports.ca. I got the Vinny Desharnais private signing that closes April the 3rd. The question today, can you name the 50-goal scorer that scored under 200 goals in his career? He only played 500 games. He had 56 one season in the mid-2000s, and he also played for the Oklahoma City Barons, the Oilers farm team in the AHL. Ryan knew the correct answer was Jonathan Chichu. So did several of you, but Ryan got in first. And so he's entered to be in that draw for the Ryan Smith framed and autographed photo. Thank you to everybody who took time to reach out to us on the text line or via Twitter to thank me for or to be kind enough to wish me a happy birthday salutations. Much appreciated. And I really like the guy who said I bore a striking resemblance to Lorne Gump-Worsley, because I believe it was Lorne Gump-Worsley who once said which team gave him the most trouble when he was playing for the New York Rangers. And he said the New York Rangers. So there you go. That is one of the greatest cuts of all time. We are going to keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you always wanted. Ashley Fine Floors, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday, of course. Every Thursday on the show for Century Casino Edmonton, Ron McLean from NHL Hockey and Rogers. Every day is a game day at Century Casino Sports Bar and Lounge. You can head to Century Casino at 131st Avenue and Fort Road. Hello, Ron. How you doing?
Happy birthday, Bob. And I'll tell you, the corollary on the Gump-Worsley story, he had the great answer to the Rangers, but then he was asked which players give you the most trouble, you know, which opposition shooters give you the most trouble. And he said the ones with the puck.
Yes. So,
he always was a deadpan funny guy. And lastly, on the trivia, I saw Bronson Chichu. It was really neat to be at the, they have a tournament annually here for Indigenous hockey players held in Toronto. The 50th just took place, but I got to sit with Mervyn, who is the father of Jonathan Chichu, and Jonathan, who is the father of Bronson Chichu. And they are, like, iconic at this tournament. He tore it to shreds, as you could imagine, Jonathan. He was, like, 100 goals in 3 appearances at the tournament, and, as you saw, the 56 in the NHL with Joe Thornton. That duo was unbelievable that year.
It's funny. John Sexsmith was the best man at my wedding and helped get me in with Larry Larry Isaac is producing tonight's game from All Star, and that was sort of my first TV job doing font court and stats. I was clearly no better than the number two guy out west, as long as David Moyer is going through a bit of a battle right now, but David Moyer was doing it. And we had the privilege of, you know, I was just starting the Total Sports days with Mark Spector on the other station during the 06 playoffs. That was like the third year of the show. And John had gone to game one and game two in San Jose Edmonton round two, and the Sharks had won 2-1 and both games. He said, there's no way. And John's a smart guy, knows his high. He goes, there's no way the Oilers can come back and win this series. The Sharks are just too good. And Edmonton won 4 straight. So from that point on, I always had John, pick a possible upset with another. It's quite remarkable, really, when you think about how good Thornton and Chichu were. But there was an incident in that series, a hit by Rafi Torres on Milan Mihalik, which really altered, Ron. Remember what the Sharks?
Yeah, for sure. Flipped the entire series. It was very similar to David Krejci got knocked out by Mike Richards when Boston had a 3-0 series lead against Philadelphia, and the Flyers roared all the way back to winning 7.
Yeah.
But I definitely remember Rafi, you know, he those hits were, Pekka was the same way. He could change a series with a hit, and there's no doubt Rafi won the Oilers that year.
Yeah, he those final 3 games in the Stanley Cup final against Carolina, Torres was the best player on the ice. He was next to, Pronger was brilliant on defense, but Torres was the guy that was attacking. Hey, you got a little, you know, I'm sitting there after, you know, Toronto Saturday night, and Luke Gazdik, it was great to see him and T.O. and Elliot swung by as well, and Brendan Shanahan had some fun at my expense, which was much appreciated. I really dug that. The Oilers, unfortunately, didn't show up for about 30 minutes in that game. Bobby McMahon. And I did not know this, that Glenn Sather's, the stuff, Ron, you bring
Well, it's kind of like Oilers Now, right? Maybe it belongs on Oilers Now, not Hockey Night in Canada. But, you know, it's funny. Folks are funny, right? Because Bobby obviously must have looked, we don't know. We're looking down the barrel of a camera.
Right.
So we don't know whether he's registering. And at one moment I thought, you know, it's, we're not talking Sao Paulo, Brazil. We're talking Wainwright. There's an outside chance that Bobby McMahon's family knows the Sather family. And then I, you know, because he had really chirped Kevin Bieksa about his haircut, I thought, oh my God, two guys from Wainwright that are chirpers and have a sense of style. So I brought up, you don't know this, Bobby, but Glenn Sather, his mom owned a dress shop in town, gave him a sense of style, and you're cut from the same cloth. And anyway, it turned into a freaking Reddit shares went through the roof. So if nothing else, I got to remember to buy shares in Reddit on Friday and then do my thing on Saturday.
There we go. Oh, no, it's
retire wealthy.
Oh, that's so funny on so many fronts. How about this? We beat Wainwright Irma in Pee Wee Provincials when I played for the Strathcona Warriors, and I got a text on the from Susie, from Mike Susie, and I'm like, is that Carson's dad? Like, and then I'm starting to think, wait a sec, I think the goalie that I scored on in overtime was Mike Susie, and sure enough, it turns out that he was he goes, yeah, Bob, what they did is they split us half the game, and I go, oh, you guys were up 4-1, and then the other goalie came in, and we pumped five back past them to make it a 6-6 game, and then I got you in overtime. He goes, yeah, so there you go, Wainwright Irma, we beat him in Pee Wee Provincials. I remember because we met all the players after the game and had a wrap-up event, and then this past year, Mike invited Jerry Johansson, Daryl Sutter, and myself out to the Irma Invitational Golf Tournament, where I golfed with like 11. And that's such an Alberta story, isn't it? Like, that's the point
totally.
Of this, right?
Well, you know, and it's Hockey Night in Canada, too. I mean, I know it's not like Bobby's 17. He's 27. So, you know, I wasn't putting him completely in the crosshairs. But it was funny in hindsight that, the, you know, as soon as I mentioned the dress shop, that had all the possibilities of going, you know,
yes,
to hell in a handbasket. But it was it's a bit about Sather. And it's incredible that Glenn and this kid come from that town. Lots of guys do. And, you know, I remember having Daryl Sutter on. I told you this story before when we were doing Rogers Hometown Hockey in Lacombe, and I was punchy. I had about 90 minutes sleep, Super Bowl Sunday, so it's an early start, 10:30 in the morning in Lacombe. And I just opened the program to the senior hockey game that was going to take place between the Innisfail Eagles and the Lacombe Generals. And Daryl Sutter, who was still in the NHL, he went down the roster and said, oh yeah, that guy, he's from Wainwright, great scorers, dad's the farmer, you know, Black Angus cattle. And he went through every guy, just as you could do from your time, you know, around the province. And anyway, it was a funny moment, and as they say, that's whatever that campaign is to sue TikTok, I'm in.
is Jonathan Chichu the best player ever from Moose Factory?
Yes. Although his dad was a hell of a player, but yeah, he's the best that I know of, absolutely. And again, just, you know, your trivia on the Oilers 50 goal snipers, and Zach, he could have become the second. I don't know if you had this trivia for your broadcast on Saturday, but it was an opportunity for Zach to be only the second visiting player in history to score 50 in his hometown. And why that's interesting is because Austin Matthews got his 50th down in Phoenix earlier in the year. But that doesn't count because he's born in California. You have to be born in the place. So Jeremy Roenick was born in Boston and notched a 50th goal in Boston. And it would have been Zach, the only other guy to do it, had he scored it in Toronto as opposed to Ottawa. But good for Zach. Great for the OT winner. And then it brings up all these questions about, you know, who do they want to face now and where are they at in terms of preparing for the playoffs.
What a story Hyman is, though. Like, just a testament to the fact that, wow. McCabe went right after Ovechkin. I'm just watching this right now.
Yeah, me too. I'm watching too.
Yeah, Ovechkin flattened McCabe, And then Giordano, who's just back in the lineup, went right back out of, you know what? Gio can play for me anytime. I know John Winrich's a good buddy of his down in,
yes,
in
ATP, I love him.
Calgary, great guy. And Gio's stepping up. He watched Ovechkin get all of the wallpaper. And that's the immediate response. The Oilers, like, Ron, I'm a little old school. They didn't have that against.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, they didn't. You know, I think what happened, Bob, and you can tell me, back, you know, you mentioned earlier in the show that you, in talking to Corey Perry, got the sense he wants to come back, and you said, Texas, what do you think? I think, yes. I think it's, Giordano. He comes, you know, for a small ticket now. It's like Krejci and Bergeron in Boston for a small ticket. You can get these great players with all their wisdom and all their courage for half, you know, what they deserve. So you would definitely do that in a heartbeat. And I was kind of doing a breakdown, thinking about, you know, Edmonton's response on the Saturday. I think what happened, two things happened. They loaded up that line of Hyman, Draisaitl, and McDavid to get, whether they'll admit it or not, maybe, to get Zach that 50th goal. But if you're Toronto, that is such a wake-up call. You see those guys standing there on the national anthem and you realize, holy hell, we're in for a test tonight. And that brought Toronto's best game. You know, it was Saturday night. Lots of reasons why it would bring the best. But I think it gave, you know, that edge. And I looked at the last 10 Stanley Cup winners, Bob. And I wanted to see, you know, you think about the team toughness, and Chris Knobloch mentioned in your interview that fighting seems to vanish a little bit postseason, but it doesn't vanish entirely, and certainly team toughness doesn't.
Right.
So I went back and looked at the last 10 years Stanley Cup winners rosters. Only one team that won the Cup in the last decade had 100 penalty minutes regular season player, and that's Washington in 2018. Ironically, we're watching Washington
right
now.
Tom Wilson.
He had 187. He, by a mile, he got into the 100 club. But the rest of the teams, like Vegas had one guy with 60-plus minutes, and that was Keegan Kolesar at 68. Colorado 2 years ago had three guys, but Curtis McDermott was one of them with 89 PIMS, so 60-plus I'm talking, 89, and he didn't play in the playoffs. Landeskog at 78, Kadri at 71. Tampa the year before that, Patty Maroon was 60, right on the nose. St. Louis had Maroon and Joel Edmondson as 60-plus PIMS guys. But this year, Bob, Florida teams are loading up on that. Florida Panthers have five guys 60-plus, led by Bennett and Tkachuk and Lomberg and Ekman Larson, and they've got three guys at 59, 58. So they're going to have eight guys.
That's a tough team.
60-plus, and Tampa's got six.
Yeah,
with Janot and Chernak and Hedman and Hagel and Isamont and Austin Watson was there with his. So whereas Vegas, none even close to 60 penalty minutes this year. Rangers, Dallas, zero 60-plus penalty minutes. Oilers, if you're wondering, have three, and Desharnais close already. We're not even at the end of the season, and Kane's got 72, Draisaitl 68, and Nurse 67. So that toughest thing makes me, when I see Vegas being that disciplined, you know, that'll be a key for Edmonton, is can they use their power play to oust the Golden Knights? I think they can, but Vegas has to take penalties. And so far this year, that seems to be a real focus. Whereas L.A., they've got three in that 60-plus penalty minute club, and I think you can get under the Kings' skin a little easier.
Interesting. Of course, as you know, last year the Oilers were at 53% in their playoff series against Vegas, still ultimately lost the series. Ron, by the way, Randy has texted us. Bob, you forgot to mention Connor McLennan from Wainwright. Yes, the number two overall pick in the WHL Bantam Draft.
Good.
Had a 45-goal, 90-point season a year ago for the Winnipeg Ice and finished up this past year with the Alberta Golden Bears. So nicely done, Randy. You're speaking to my heart. He should be a real good Golden Bear in the future. All right. So, yeah, Toronto and Edmonton kind of went at it a little bit. We're obviously hoping for – I mean, it's unfortunate that, you know, Calgary is not going to make it out west, nor is Ottawa and Montreal east, but we are going to have four teams in the playoffs. And certainly out west, there's going to be a lot of eyes for NHL hockey on Rogers, Ron, with the Oilers, the Canucks, and the Winnipeg Jets.
As I've been saying to you, when we have a friendly fire penalty like Ryan Nugent-Hopkins the other night, can you imagine when that happens in the playoffs, and especially if it's two Canadian teams going head-to-head? So kind of arming ourselves for that eventuality. And the excitement, the thing for the Canadian teams is health. No matter what they say, these teams right now are trying to get through these final 10 games. I totally feel like Connor's going to catch Kucherov and MacKinnon, so that's going to be fun to see. But other than that, just try to be healthy. Thatcher Demko, it's a big concern. As good as DeSmith has been, that's a concern. And over here in Toronto, Mitch Marner is a huge concern. A high ankle sprain is one of the trickiest injuries to treat. And generally speaking, you got to go 4 months immobile. Sorry, 4 weeks at least immobile. And they tried getting them back on the ice in a minor setback. So yeah, this is there's tremendous excitement for this. If they can just stay healthy, that's, I think, what we're all thinking about.
Well,
now,
Ron, I'll leave you with this. You'll laugh. So 2 years ago in the playoffs, the Oilers played LA. They won game 6 in Los Angeles. And Mikey Anderson, if you're an Oiler partisan, you'd say he slew-footed Leon Draisaitl.
Right.
And if you're a Kings fan, you're saying he played him tough and hard, and Leon got leg-whipped on the play, and it was a high ankle sprain. And the next morning, just before the media session started, before we flew out of L.A. back to Edmonton for Game 7, Leon went walking by Jack and me, and he looked like a man in his 80s in his slippers, because he had slippers on, the hotel slippers on, and he was shuffling his feet along to go get a glass of water out of the refrigerator. Like, it was literally like that. And I looked at him, and he goes, "What?" And I look at his leg, and he goes, "Don't worry, Stoff, I'm playing Game 7. The man has the pain threshold of a cadaver. He is one tough SO, because there is no way that if you looked at how his leg was bent back in that situation, and then he played the entire series against Calgary on a bad high ankle sprain and had 17 points in 5 games.
Tonight will be watching him go through that 1-3-1. As Knobloch said, there's a couple guys on the team that know how to beat that system mano a mano, and he's the guy. So it'll be a great game tonight. Look forward to it, and I hope you have a nice drink and birthday cake afterward.
We're going to, Ron, and I don't know any dressmakers, but I will tell you this, Slats did have great style, and he insisted everybody look the part.
And he gave the kids, his rookies, jackets with Edmonton Oilers, Stanley Cup champions, 1980 blank. And he gave him, Messier still has his, so it was always about clothing for Glenn.
Well, as Mark still fits. Dave Hunter, not so much.
Well, then just have a half a slice of cake tonight.
No. It's going to be, exactly. Thanks a lot, Ron. Look forward. We'll hook up next Thursday.
Yeah, have a good show tonight, Bob. Cheers.
That is Ron McLean from NHL Hockey and Rogers. Bob Stauffer with you, along with the one, the only, Brendan Escott coming up momentarily. Let's take care of a little bit of business here. Ron McLean's appearances are brought to you by Century Casino Edmonton. Every day is a game day at Century Casino Sports Bar and Lounge. Head to Century Casino on 131st and Fort Road. Keep Texas on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. We enter you to win the Text of the Week draw, where winners receive 3 months of washes at My Favorite Car Wash, Great White Car Wash, 10409 169th Street. Reminder, now's the time to secure your Oilers season seats for next season and guarantee access to this year's postseason. There are limited seats available, so become a registry member now at edmontonoilers.com/season seats. Royal Pizza, pizza, pasta, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated 50 plus years. Check out their menu at royalpizza.ca. Stauffer recommendation, Mediterranean chicken. Brendan Escott likes the Texan. Reed Wilkins, who's coming up with the City Ford Faceoff show at 5:35, he likes the meat lovers. We go to this day in Oilers history for New West. Travel, explore Southeast Asia on a chartered river cruise next March. Call or visit newwesttravel.com. Here's the aforementioned Brendan Escott.
Oh, yes. We go back to 1988 when Wayne Gretzky topped the 100-assist mark for the 8th consecutive season, extending his own NHL record during a 6-4 Oilers win over Toronto in Toronto. Gretzky had a goal and 3 assists in that game, Bob.
You just look at all the statistics. The one for me that kills me is the amount of, I think, is it 5-point games? Like, there's nobody within, 30 of them. It's just silly. And the man was just an unbelievable player, and as good a player as he is, he's even a better guy that treats everybody the same way. I mean, he started traveling with the team again in 16-17 through the pandemic, and then obviously, had an opportunity to get involved with TNT. And it didn't matter if it was Bob Stauffer, Eric Greiber, or Connor McDavid, or TD Force. He treated every single person that traveled on that plane the same way. It's a great lesson in terms of how to be just a terrific person to deal with on a day-to-day basis. All right, we will tell you that tomorrow is Good Friday. Brendan has put together, and it's going to be challenging for him to do this, but a Best of Oilers Now show. Brendan, have you got any?
I'm chipping away at it right now. I've been plugging away. We're going to have, it wasn't too bad. You've chatted with GM Ken Holland a couple of times. We've got Chris Knobloch coming up. We'll get a review of the Oil Kings season as well. So there's some things to tune in for.
Nicely done. We will have a live show on Monday as the Oilers prepare for the St. Louis Blues. Guests on Monday's show will include Craig McTavish and Frank Saravalli. Of course, we got the game tonight against the LA Kings, and then Saturday, a matinee against the Anaheim Ducks. Up next, James Dunn has a global news weather traffic update. Reed Wilkins has a City Ford face-off show. I'll join Reed at 6:05.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.